Curating Boise is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs, as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Curating Boise, the podcast that celebrates the hustlers and the shakers, the ones that took the short route of being their own creative boss right away, or the ones that left their corporate jobs, like me, your host, Catherine Wojcik. Hey everyone, welcome to Curating Boise. And as always, we crack our beers that we're going to be drinking on this episode. And today, we're drinking Veltins Pilsner, which is literally my favorite Pilsner.
Same.
Right? I know Eric likes it. We've got some good guests today. It's been a while since I did a podcast. I was asking Travis here at Speak Boise when my last podcast was, which was with Peter Lovera. Great guy. That was such a fun podcast, and I hope that everyone that listened to it enjoyed it. And we'll talk a little bit at the end about what I'm going to be doing with Peter at the shop with mixology workshop. But it has been a few weeks, and I'm excited to get back into it. I thought today would be a lot of fun to do the podcast because, one, Eric, my buddy Eric Bill is here with me today, and our friend Francis from, do you consider Sacramento? Is that like Northern California? Or Cal, what do you call that there besides Sac?
I wouldn't say Northern California. Central, I don't know.
Central,
it's in
okay.
The valley, it's, you know.
Yeah, so Francis Tahoe is here visiting us from that area. He's a fellow picker, vintage clothier gentleman. And Eric's girlfriend, partner, yes. Lindsay.
Hello.
And Lindsay is now permanently living here in the Boise area. She moved from SoCal. Much farther away than Francis.
Not Northern California.
No, not Northern.
Northern San Diego.
San Diego-ish Northern area. Southern. Yeah. So now Lindsay's here. We're excited to have Lindsay in the town of Boise because she is helping to curate Boise, which I'm really excited about.
Me
too. We're going to talk about that a little bit. About, I want to touch on with Lindsay, with you, like what it feels like to take the things that you find and curate them into a little shop and the feeling of that. Like, are you excited about that? What is going through your mind about that? And then with Francis, we're just going to talk the shit and like talk about like what, when you're up here, what are the things that you enjoy doing?
Yeah, why do you
hanging out with you guys?
Well, besides that, of course, we know that. But like there's other things too about the area. We don't want to make Boise sound too cool, but it is a really great spot. We love it. We love it a lot here. That's why we're here. And I think that's why other people come here too. But that's okay as long as they're helping to curate Boise into an amazing place that it is, or make it even more so with the things that they bring to the city, right?
That's what definitely. This morning he and I went for coffee at a Push and Pour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that place was
Lucas.
Great.
Great guy.
Lucas is also a really good guy. He's been on my podcast.
But we went for a walk and just like, it was just beautiful. Like, just beautiful. People were friendly and people were running with their dogs and just.
Boise, Boise is a friendly spot.
Charming.
Yeah, Boise is a really, really nice spot. But I think the places that you guys come from, too, have equally amazing people. Just like, there's pockets.
Just harder to find everywhere. Per capita.
Per capita, for sure.
Harder to find the amazing people when there's a million, zillion.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I'm originally from Memphis, Tennessee.
So
I feel sometimes when I am visiting places like Boise and other cities, some familiar, like, I don't know, something cool about it.
Right. Makes you feel at home.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And I love California, but it's not my home.
Right.
I reside there, but it's not my home.
Okay. Francis mentioned when we were out, we went to a couple antique stores this morning and, like he said, went and got coffee and walked around. He's like, man, every time I come here, I want to move.
Yeah.
Not here, but I want to move. And then he eventually spilled the beans on why he doesn't want to move here. But
it's pretty obvious, man. But you have this town on lock. It's what would you do? Like, if I just couldn't. And it, not
he'd
for
dominate
any,
you.
Yeah, but not but for any reason other than. And it would all be love. I would be laughing the entire time. But it would be so funny, like, trying to, go to an estate sale in Boise. It's just.
But listen, you know, there are other big dogs in this town that were here before Eric did.
Sure.
That didn't let Eric stop him.
No,
that,
no, no.
Yeah. You shouldn't let Bill stop you.
You're 100% right.
Right?
Yeah.
All about
positive
energy.
It was more
like
a comical moment of, picturing, some hypothetical.
Of him elbowing you with the high elbows going into the estate sale. I've seen him do that.
Yeah, I'd be like, I love you, and, kiss him on the cheek, and then, run. Right. Push him out of the way.
But now there's two of them. It's him and Lindsay. If they go partner, forget now you got four elbows up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
We're a team.
We can create a pretty good barrier
around
the closet. Tell everyone
and then
else to
I'm much
up.
Older than them, so I just have to pretend to kind of trip or something.
But the funny thing is, Eric's been in the game for this long that he knows a lot of the people that run the estate sales.
Oh, yeah.
So he's been there the day before, and you're
he's just going to show up, basically.
Yeah. It's not just showing up the day of. It's the 10 years built, meeting these people and, developing relationships and stuff.
I feel like the estate sale people, when they let Eric come, a little early, whatever, they might say, could you still just come the day of so we know that someone really good is here and people see,
I don't know about
like a local
really
rock star.
No, I think they're just
we'll drag out more stuff for you the next day.
Do they ask you to come then the following day?
No, I'm totally joking.
Sometimes they do say, make sure you come to the real sale.
Right.
But I don't think it's because they think I'm cool or anything. They just it's just
plus they'll drag out more stuff.
Yeah. Maybe you'll find a Navajo bracelet.
Yeah.
You didn't look in the jewelry shit or whatever.
Right, exactly.
I'd bring a Sharpie and let Eric sign my chambray, when
wouldn't
I'm leaving.
You? And, I don't know.
Definitely.
Damn.
Maybe chain stitch over it later. Or
yeah,
something
else. Whatever. I don't know. I don't know. What are you going to zucchini?
Yep, your zucchini.
Zucchini.
Shout out to Broadway Bar.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I heard the Broadway Bar, some gentleman. So Broadway Bar, for people that aren't here in Boise that listen, Broadway Bar is across the street from Bill's and Salvage Sisters and Sons / Savory and Sweet.
And Lindsay's new spot.
And we will be talking about the addition of Ripley Clark to that. But it's directly across the street from us. They have, I think we may have touched on this before. There's a Broadway special. It's like a PBR and a shot of whiskey for $4.
And the shot's
Breakfast of Champions.
And the shot is good.
It's a 4.5 ounce shot.
It's very nice. It's very nice. But anyways, so if you come to Boise to visit, you must go to the Broadway Bar.
Don't go drinking before you go to Eric Bill's and shop, though. It's all downhill.
Not good.
I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Where does the zucchini come into play?
Oh, so at the Broadway Bar, there's a gentleman that was bringing produce yesterday.
I was having breakfast yesterday at the Broadway Bar. That's where the story starts. And a gentleman came in and offered me a zucchini fresh from his garden.
Just one.
Well, he had a bag that he was
delving out.
It was the size of two.
And they were gifts?
They were gifts.
Or giveaways.
What a pleasant.
Yeah. And I did not know at the time who this person was or why he was handing me a zucchini, but a gentleman handing me a zucchini, and he's like, it's from my garden.
That's my favorite.
Thank you very much.
Plants and vegetables and ripe fruit, bouquets of flowers.
Yes.
And then it turns out that he was the owner of Broadway Bar, which I did not know at the time, like I just mentioned, but he left and I mentioned to the bartender, I was like, that's really cool. And she was like, yeah, he does that.
And then he showed up with it in his pants. What? Like he was well endowed, trying to get a discount or something at my store.
Yeah. I thought if Eric thought they were the Sticky Fingers original Rolling Stones Biggie, yep, you know, jeans.
Still got
I was
the
wearing
zipper. 505s.
You ever made zucchini noodles?
Discount. Oh, yeah.
Zoodles. All right, we're quickly love taking that. A major oh, yeah. turn on this.
Put us in, coach.
This is what happens when they invite me.
I've lost 20 followers as oh of gosh. Now. They're like, what? Zucchini noodles?
You maybe gained a couple off maybe. Francis' OnlyFans page.
So, look, I want to talk to Lindsay about Ripley Clark. Talk about why. I want to know where did Ripley Clark come from? You've told me. Or, but, you know, listeners might want to know why Ripley Clark.
The name comes from my great-great-grandfather. He was a railroad foreman. It's also my brother's name, whom I adore. But I felt like it embodied the type of vibe that I was putting off, like, you know, hardworking American.
Nice.
I also like that historically women weren't really taken seriously unless they were represented by a man or, you know, they were an author and they had it under a man's name. So I liked having a masculine name. Plus, I like when women wear men's clothing.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
She pointed at Catherine when she said that.
Yes.
Because Catherine's got her patented chambray look.
Chambray look going on here. Of course, it's a Bill special. So
trademark.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do wear a lot of chambray.
He's good for those.
I love my chambrays. Still the ones I'm working on.
Yeah. They're a bitch to repair.
They are. But I'm getting better. It just takes time. That's a good quiet thing for me to do. I zen out doing that too. I enjoy that so much. So Ripley Clark. Okay, I like that.
That's another Ripley Clark special.
Repairs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I occasionally do them for other people, but I have so many projects that I'm working on.
And I'm first in line.
Yeah. So I've got endless amounts of things. I also quilt and, you know, I want to make some hooked rugs. I've got endless amounts of projects.
That's good. It's always good to have a list.
Everything someone that was really bored on the prairie would do.
Yes. Because talk about what your look is. Like, what is it that you're doing? What do you curate in your... So...
Favorite things to find.
Yeah, let's go really quick. So in Salvage Sisters and Son, in my shop, for listeners... I have a one small side that's just kind of this weird side for me. It's always kind of been one of those parts of the shop where it's like it's part of the shop, but it felt like it was its own area. And I would put things over there, and it was just kind of like, I don't know, just like this, I don't know, little pit. And I'd put things, and I'd be like, okay, it looks really good. And then somebody would buy something, and I wouldn't replace, you know, the item with something new. So it just kind of... became just like a little catch-all area. Bill's went in there for literally a hot flash, and his new spot came open, and it's a much better fit for him. He quickly outgrew that little tiny space. He had a lot of stuff. So in having that little spot, when Lindsay moved here, she was in the back area of Bill's, and it's dark back there. It's kind of scary back there. No light.
You could buy something pretty.
Yeah. And, you know, there's pretty things back there that Lindsay had and stuff. But, you know, since Bill's is appointment only, too, maybe there wasn't as much foot traffic that maybe Lindsay perhaps wanted to see. So I offered to lease the little small space to Lindsay because I think it's a win-win for both of us. She's got really pretty things to look at. I needed something a little more window pretty on that side.
And can I mention one little side note, an observation that Eric made earlier that I thought was really cool was that when you look in the window, like I just found out yesterday that when I happened to be passing by and, you know, and I saw your space and I was like, oh, this is your new space. And it was like the window and the lighting and the door was open and the fresh air. And it was like really this, like, it sounds cheesy, but it was like, it was really fresh, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
And then we were sitting in your shop today and I was talking about how I love, like, how not dark, but just like how like lounge. Comfortable and lounge and like, you know, it's not seedy, but it just like, it feels, you know, genuine in there.
And like I think,
which is a polar juxtaposed
secret password and all that shit.
Well, I think that, yeah, like you might be the speakeasy of the vintage clothing and, you know, hers is open, airy and fresh.
And it's so beautiful. And
it
like
is.
The colors and like when you get that natural light on that,
mm-hmm.
it's imperative.
Clean.
If it's
for
in
sure.
a, if it's in an area where it doesn't get the light, it deserves, and it just, it doesn't translate the same sometimes.
For sure. And
I would say so too, Francis.
And I,
me too, Francis.
And I enjoy, I do like the idea that it's, my whole block is women owned small business. So I kind of dig that. I like that I was able to offer Lindsay the opportunity to bring her stuff in there because I like looking at it too. I mean, I will not buy a prairie looking dress or anything like
that.
She
gets chambrays.
But she does get chambrays. I bought one.
I always buy chambrays.
I bought one from her before. I like her quilts. I've purchased a couple of quilts and stuff like that. So I think it's a really good fit.
And
so,
like you said, it's another local woman-owned, it's another local, you know.
Small business.
Yeah.
For sure. It's, and I think that she needed to have, she needed light.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. I think she needed light.
Light is everything for me. And, you know, being able to take beautiful photos
yes.
in there and have
great
plants.
Lighting in that shop, especially
sunlight.
In the morning. Oh,
yeah.
my gosh.
You, I mean, you called it a pit earlier and I
well, it was a pit for stuff. I
yeah.
mean, it's
no
not
one,
a pit. But.
Everyone always would ask like, oh, can I
is
go
it,
in this
Can I go
room?
On this side?
Yeah.
Even if the slider was open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yes, please. And
you're
take
like,
everything
yeah,
that's in there.
Spend money in there.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And I'll be there. When my son's at school, I'll be working on, you know, projects and mending things and taking pictures. So I'd like to keep hours like, you know, 9 to 3.
That's good hours.
Those are good hours.
Yeah. And then, you know, by appointment, if you'd like to come on and off.
You time.
Know. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think, and that was, you know, we talked about this morning because we originally talked about it a week or two ago because I was getting ready to go do a trip, real fun trip. And
best
then
trip. Best trip ever.
And then I wanted, you know, it was a good amount of time for you to kind of do your thing without me being there. And when we originally talked about it, I liked the idea that you would be in there. I would be in there. If I needed to jet away or you did, we would be able to help each other in that way to make sure that, you know, our wares are available.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
then I freaked out slight this morning when she said she's going to be appointment only. I was like, well, I might as well have Eric back in here. So
I could fit. I need more space.
No. So it's Lindsay's space now.
Yeah, it's mine.
It's Ripley Clark.
If anybody has space.
He does not need space, anyone.
Looking for 4,000 square feet.
Oh, my God.
Turn of the century.
Lordy. But So I was trying to encourage to have hours, you know, for a while so that you
Yeah,
you,
you
know,
I was gonna there. I was getting tired and I was gonna leave today about 2 o'clock and I thought, you know what? Catherine's gonna tell me to stick it out.
Well, I am almost 30 years older than you and I stick it out. So
yeah.
I'm just gonna say
bring snacks.
Yeah.
You know what?
There are snacks there.
I stayed
I offered
later.
Her snacks. You did
give me snacks.
I did give
you
snacks.
I stayed later and I posted you know,
see,
some
that's good
sunbonnets for sale. And,
yeah.
you know, I wouldn't have done that.
Look, vintage.
If I didn't think
slinging
you
were gonna- vintage. If I wasn't there, she would have snuck out. I know she would have.
It's going to get mad at me.
Blow out the candle.
Slinging. Yeah. Make sure you look for any burning candles. I'm notorious for leaving them.
Catherine's trying to burn down historic Broadway.
I'm not. But sometimes when I do hear the sirens late at night. I've made a couple trips down the block to check for sure.
Yeah, it's scary.
But no, I think when you're slinging vintage, I feel like when you're slinging vintage, it's already a hard thing to find. So when you're finding it and it's good, make it available. Like that's why we mm-hmm. do it, right? We're finding the old because we want to keep it, right, Francis? You want to, you find something you.
Oh, I don't sell anything.
Well, you need to. That's how you make money. But you gotta, you know, you find it because you want it preserved on other with other people that will enjoy it just as much as you do. Mm-hmm. I mean, keep I keep some going. Stuff for sure. Me you know, too.
No, not I know. A lot. I'm just kidding.
But not a lot. But we're in it to sell. So I want Lindsay to be successful. I mean, I'm a huge supporter of all small business, and I would love to see her be successful and not go, oh my gosh, this astronomical amount of money you're charging me to be in here. You know, I just can't do it, you know. Yep. It's not an astronomical amount. It's this easy
or ramen.
Easy to do. Yeah.
What am I going to do?
Yep.
But I like that she was saying that between making quilts and doing repairs and darning and all the different yeah. things that you do, like there's the selling aspect of it, but if it's like a love, if it's like a passion, I feel like doing all of those other things that are probably more true to like the culture than like sure. just literally finding it and selling it, which is cool. Right. But I mean, it's like, it's a little bit more from here. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like and that. No matter, I think no matter what, I know Ripley Clark.
It is still lucrative. Yes. It just says when you start having overhead, it's,
you have to make money every day.
You have to make money every day to,
yeah.
to remain where you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're otherwise you're not no. doing it right. If it's just your fort.
Exactly. Exactly.
I found the balance.
We find Lindsay in the shop one day with quilt fort around yeah. her, darning yeah. in the middle.
Yep.
Going, what am I doing?
She's. I'm looking at her, and she's like, "Wow, cool idea.
Yeah, cool idea. I'm gonna make a quilt fort tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Sounds cool.
But are you scared? Are you nervous at all? Do you feel comfortable? That's the most important thing to me.
Well,
do you
I
feel
have,
comfortable.
Yes, I do, okay. and I have the support of you. And
yes,
Eric.
I support you very, she's very got much. Some I really do.
Fucking bangers in there.
Yeah, a lot of people
don't even know. The first big buyer that comes through is in for a treat.
No, seriously, it's decked out. It looks really good. It looks very, it's, I think all three of us, and soon Francis, and we'll talk about Francis a little bit. His, can we talk about your showroom?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I think the three of us, Lindsay, Catherine, and Eric, I think we, all three of us do a very good job staying true to what we look for and how we want to represent our name, Salvage Sisters and Son, Ripley Clark and Bells.
And right? helping each other.
And helping true. Each other for sure. Mm-hmm. Definitely. We do. We do. Lindsay's really into trading. Not a huge trader, but I will learn to embrace trading.
Well, I'm out and about and I see something that looks
I
like
I love trade.
Maybe.
Are you kidding me?
Just not a huge, because I, trading is tough sometimes because if you've already found something and you've got a number on it and someone rolls up for something that you don't know if they paid or it's, or they found it for free for nothing, they put a value. Sometimes values are different.
I think that's what I like about it. I love the roll of the dice. Like, I think this is cool because I'd be up to it in a flea market.
Like,
there's things
yeah.
that other yeah. people would be like, I wouldn't give you $100 for that. But I'm like, this is my
right.
favorite.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know. I love trade. I love the because that excitement in finding cool stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is like
maybe
the
it's more
of,
prominent in vintage clothing. I don't know. I just don't find it that much in vintage.
I think it's case
goods.
By case. I think it's just person.
I don't know.
I'll trade anything.
Anything.
Like if you were like two Veltins for a big pour of bourbon, I'd be like,
oh yeah, that's a good. That's a good trade.
Or
nice
vice versa. Just
that's a
like
nice trade
for the sake yeah. of trading.
Yeah.
I saw I you know. Trade a. Browns Beach vest this morning for a shot. That was pretty.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Good shot.
I'm like, what?
We did see a Browns Beach vest this morning, though, that was from Eric Bills, and it was
yeah.
probably the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
Right.
And he later
other
saw
than
shots.
My,
so it's
and then I did see shots later. I just put it all together.
Okay. All right. So anyways, Lindsay, back to you. You're feeling good. You are feeling good about having the space.
Yes.
Good decision.
Yes. Boise,
good decision
I mean,
to leave Bills.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. my sweetie, he helped me, you know, he helped me move
yeah,
here. And
nice.
He provided a space in the back. And, you know, I can always just piggyback off of his clients.
Well, that's
they
right.
come from all over the world. And
they do.
You know, they might as well step next door.
Absolutely.
If they're going to be buying clothing.
Totally.
And then, you know, I'm going to start buying off of the street.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put up a sign that good. Says buy, sell, trade.
Mm-hmm. Today, while we were at the shop, I saw a gentleman who had some stack of jeans, and I was ready to run out the front door like I normally do for Eric, because I'll grab them before they get, hey, make sure you hit bills, you know? But yeah. I saw, and I went into Lindsay, and I'm like, this guy out here has got some jeans I think he's going to sell. So she ponied up, and she's like, are you selling jeans, sir? And he was.
Like, this is my laundry. Go away.
Yeah. She's like, I just folded it across his nose. But she did. And he brought his stuff in. She looked. She found one pair. Flipped it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, the one I saw today.
The silver tabs?
Yep. And Jacob. Yeah. Three-peat. Local business.
Three.
Good guys.
Yeah, okay.
Shout out.
And honestly.
No. Don't know you three-peat, but.
So today, also, I was having a conversation in my store, and my peripherals caught a horsehide jacket out of the corner of my eye.
I heard this from Lindsay today.
Just through the window door.
I had about a 2-inch slat.
Vision.
Out of the corner of my eye.
It's like when you're watching Predator and the heat infra, like the human, like the blood was pumping and saw this like thing.
Oh.
I could smell it. And I was like, just mid-sentence, gotta go.
That's what Lindsay said. She totally left the conversation he was in, ran out to this lady.
And then she had a...
Was she selling it? Was she walking down the street?
I got it. It's mine now.
You got it before?
Looking for a horsehide jacket.
Where was she headed, though?
We know where she was headed.
No, she was. She tried my door, and it was locked.
Oh,
so she was just, like, walking around.
See?
Okay, well, good. She got two first.
I'm going to get all those that are...
She's one stop before.
Well, you know, I got painted by Jay, slated to paint my window. There's going to be... Anyone selling vintage, they're just going to...
She's got a pretty nice wood sign that's going up in her window.
Yeah.
It's buy, sell, trade.
From Catherine.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah.
I love this. Our block is fucking amazing.
You guys are unstoppable. This is a force to be reckoned
with.
Shit. It's going to be like a secret password flea market thing.
Yeah. Pretty soon we're just going to have an underground tunnel.
Yep. Leads up to Broadway Bar.
It'll make perfect sense, too. You'll like walk into Bill's and
That'd be awesome.
Buy some.
Oh my gosh. You have to like tap your foot. 1, 2, 3. Creak. Down into Ripley Clark. And then it's like boom, boom. Salvage Sisters and Sons.
Yep.
Bop over some charcuterie at Savoring Sweet.
Jeff is standing there making sure he got $5,000 to even get
in. Yeah. Jeff is like counting pennies. 1, 2, 3. God, I love our group. You know,
building an empire.
Vintage. I think the vintage crowd, when you find your crew, you know, I think that's for me. I'm way so much older than you guys, but I do enjoy your zeal for everything. You know, Eric and I've had Eric on here a few times, and you know, we share our stories and we talk about, you know, the energy and the you know, the adrenaline that goes behind, you know, picking and the downs. We've had major downs before too, you know.
Jarvis.
Fucking Jarvis.
Worst
day ever.
Major down.
Ripley Clark / Lindsay, what's been your biggest find? Your find.
My find.
Yours.
Oh, yeah.
Not, you know, the couple find, but like you.
Yeah.
Pre-bill. Pre-bill.
Eric doesn't really find anything that cool, though. So
no, there you go. Boom. He finds
2000s
garbage.
2000s t-shirts.
Yeah.
You know, I've found, like, early in my career, like, you know, old World War II deck jackets or, you know, like, cool boat totes or 40s.
We were just talking about that earlier.
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Like Hawaiian shirts, but I didn't know that they were like
heavily sought after.
I had no idea.
Right. So you probably sold them for $5.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. No, we were all there at one point.
Yeah.
For sure.
And
that's how you learn.
Mm-hmm. And Eric is so like plugged into this neighborhood that it's, you know, I just buy from him.
Shit. I mean, why
or you can skip the middle person, I guess, and go straight to Bill's now and not go to Ripley Clark, but no.
Yeah, a wholesale.
No, mine's like a curated space.
Yeah.
It is.
I pick certain pieces that I think that, you know.
And she takes them to the next level. I don't know. Oh, yeah, totally. Steamy thing. I'm like, It's wrinkled, but you know what it's going to look like. If
but you, I see nice you run across. You at hair least wash.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you put, at least there's that level.
Everything's
but yes,
good.
Ripley Clark does put an extra spin on the stuff, you know,
yeah,
with steaming.
You're trying to
and
find pieces
it look
that
good.
I would want to wear.
Oh, for sure. And there's a lot of wearable. Listeners, there are a lot of wearable items in Lindsay's spot, which was amazing.
Not to beat a dead horse, but yesterday when I saw the shop for the first time and I came in, it's not minimalistic, but it's very intentional. Everything that's in
yes
there has a
it's very nice
awesome space. It's not crowded. It's, I don't know how to say it, like, but your brand, like, it definitely speaks of you. Like, it
yeah, and I think that's
very
good.
Like,
I think
beautiful
that's important.
And intentional, and there's care into the garments, and there's repairs, but they're beautiful. Like,
yeah,
yeah, it's all like an extension of you.
Thank
it's really
yes
good.
It all makes sense.
It all makes sense. So we have about 10 more minutes. I want to really quickly just touch on Francis. So if anyone is cruising,
don't we all?
Yes, I'll talk about Francis cruising from this area down towards Sac. You were telling me yesterday that you are looking at having a showroom.
That's true.
Let's
yeah
talk about that.
Yeah, it's cool. Sacramento's going through a lot of changes right now, and everything. California's just, you know.
Sacramento's grown a ton.
Yeah. It's for someone who I've only been doing this for a couple of years, but I've been in Sacramento for about 6.
You know, I used to drive up the 5 a lot, you know, back and forth from Oregon to California, and the dreaded, like, ugh, we got to go through Sacramento.
Yeah.
And now it's like, wow, look at Sacramento.
I don't know about that.
Well,
well
you
got to
get off a little
for sure.
Bit,
I mean, yeah. But still,
yeah,
it's like.
That's any good city.
You know, yeah. It's at least it's not like, oh, my God. You know, so let's talk showroom. Where?
Yeah.
What's it about? Tell us.
I haven't even. It's not happened yet, so
okay
it feels strange to, you know,
right,
it's a, at this point it's a prospect, it's like
okay
aspiration, but
right
it is a good buddy of mine who
okay
collects furniture and smalls and all kinds of really amazing beautiful stuff, and he has been a very like key role in me as far as like finding the inspiration and like the mojo to like get out there and do stuff. Every time I talk to him, he's like one of those people who's like very
good.
You know, just
I think everyone needs to have that person that
oh yeah
helps, like, you know, push you,
yeah,
drive
but it's
got
to be genuine,
you
and you have
oh
to
for
drive
sure
and it's not, it can't
oh
be
yeah
anyone, you know, it
no
can't
no
just
no
be
and
so
you
he,
know it
he's super amazing friend and all the other stuff, and he has a space that he's offered to share
okay
with Ariel, who owns Handsome House.
Yep. Oh, amazing stuff too.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And
very fragile truly stuff. I look at it as fragile.
It is. It's
yeah
beautiful,
you know,
but she's
beautiful
actually
beautiful. Yeah.
I can't talk about anyone else's brand, but she is. It's a progressive growing, like everything. It's
yeah
changing also. So it is fragile. But
it is,
there's
but
a lot
I
of, there's a lot of
like
cool
that
stuff in the works.
I also like
not
that she has the word handsome in hers. Handsome. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's nice.
I like that
very
too
good. But so what are you going to have? What are you thinking? What's, I know you do similar finds to Bill's. So more, you're more heavily male items.
Yeah, I don't do
for
much.
For sure. Not
wear
much women's
no
wear at all.
I leave that to, you know.
Yeah, Eric dabbles, but he also has clients that he knows when he finds a women's wear, you know, he can sell to.
I also
do
know
have
where
that too
to place when
good
I do find things that are really cool.
Okay,
but
good.
Not my bag. Like,
yeah,
yeah. I yeah definitely yeah have a community. There's a couple of really amazing shops in Sacramento, plus a community. There's probably like 5 different people that have all been like, it's, I don't know, it's strange because in an industry that seems competitive and there's always people who are, there's all these trends and things that are happening that I've never really subscribed to. Like now in Sacramento, I have this like awesome community and it's people that I have no like animosity or any kind of like, I don't know. I just don't function like that. So
yeah
it's really cool to like meet people who
they're
are
not
like
competitors and
they're yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I don't ever worry about, you know, there not being enough stuff out there. So
yeah. I
and
mean, I know that
different
like earlier today, Lindsay said that a couple of gals that came into my shop and then went through to Lindsay's side and then exited through Lindsay's door, which is great because they were, one of the gals pulled a jacket off your rack and was talking about it and stuff. So good conversation. But they were asking about other vintage stores. And Lindsay's like, they asked me about other shops, but I wasn't sure if, you know, like if I should or like where. But I was explaining to Lindsay, I always point people when they come into my shop and they're like, do you have another, any other vintage shops to go to? I have at least two right away that I'll direct them to.
I am,
you know,
I am not to sound like a cheerleader, but
yep.
Anytime any of my buddies are driving up from Salt Lake City or LA or mm-hmm. somewhere, yep. I am always like, go see Tony, go see Blake, go yes. see, you know, I,
yeah,
because that's what I would want. Like if well, I were yeah. traveling somewhere and I was like,
I mean, you I know. Want LA Junk to say, bop down to Salvage Sisters and Son on Broadway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean,
to me, that shows, it shows character.
It's camaraderie.
It shows pride and absolutely. Just kind of like, also like a sense of like confidence.
I might not be their Google map about it, but I'll tell them where to go. Yeah.
Sell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and everyone's got their own kind of thing going on. So, well, yeah. I mean, and, you know,
my shop has a very specific look. So sometimes women are looking for something more put together. Like they might like the workbench, but if it was painted white, they'll like it more. So maybe they'll find that at one of the other stores. They
please
won't find it at mine.
These old things. Please
they will
paint.
Not
don't
ever
paint.
Find that
don't
at
paint.
Mine.
Don't
but
paint them.
You know, I know. I'm a purist when it comes to, so is Chaz when it comes to like, you know, the vintage finds, just like you guys are with your clothing.
Leave it
you don't
want to
do anything.
It is.
It'd be like changing the buttons to like new buttons on a dress because one's
yuck.
Missing.
Maybe ugh, new old
yuck.
Buttons.
Barf. Yeah, yeah, a new old. Well, yeah, that's what you should
era
be doing.
Era appropriate.
Era appropriate. But,
yeah,
you know.
You get some spray paint that was made 3 months ago and put it on a thing
oh
from
my
1900.
Gosh. Forget it. You've ruined it.
Yep.
Yeah, ruined and I it. Know what it's like stripping.
Yeah, you do, girl.
Stripping paint.
Yes.
Stripping paint?
Oh, yeah. Eric
for the,
wants to make
for
sure
the
paint,
new space.
Not clothing. Yeah.
So what if I
what?
What if I did?
Yeah, she needs to earn a buck.
Yeah,
leave
for
alone.
The new space, I found a door, an old
fucking
door,
a,
and stripped it. I stripped so much paint off of that
but
thing.
You know what? I appreciate the fact that you have such good attention to detail.
Thank you.
That you wanted to do that. You know, we could have easily painted the door brown.
Yuck.
But the big underlining truth, which is what but means, but. Always better to do original or something, you know, like that's, and look, the whole savoring suite down to Ripley Clark looks amazing. It's got a great curb presence now. It's,
all
it looks really
match.
Good. All the doors match. Yes.
And Tyler Evans, also head
Tyler Evans, Powderhouse.
Powderhouse.
Shout out to Tyler.
Really popped that sucker in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were close, Lindsay. When I came home and we talked about it, Lindsay's like, we did. I'm like, I was measuring. We were doing, like, we were this
close. You
should
have seen how quick he
yeah.
did
not
it.
Everyone
it
can
not everyone
like
can
get
do
door.
It. I mean, door hanging is a thing. For
you
sure.
You measure it, it's and tough. Then it's 1/8 of an inch off. You got to do so much shit.
Gosh, did you offer him a six-pack of Powderhouse beer?
I offered him money.
Oh, okay.
That was the only thing that could get through to him.
No, for sure. Like money, 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 money,
he
money,
can
money.
Buy whatever he wants with it.
That's right. Yep. Good. Good job, Lindsay.
Including Powderhouse
beer. So it looks
beer.
Good.
Yeah.
So we're going to get painted by Jay to get out there and yes. do some painting for you too on the windows.
Yes.
Right? He's curated our whole.
He has no
bills,
idea, but
like
he has
all
more
of our
work.
Stuff. It's
down
consistent.
Born Weird.
It's consistent. Yeah. Kendall down
stuff.
To Born Weird tattoo.
Wow.
Kendall, shout out to Kendall, best tattooist ever.
Shout out.
Shout out. There you go, Francis. Get in there. Shout out. Get in there with your shout out.
Send a shout out to Pookie.
He's been wanting to say this.
For Pookie?
From the laundromat.
Oh, my Lord. This, you know, okay, for listeners listening, sorry. It was kind of a crazy around podcast, but I needed
homie
to get
episode.
Back out here with the podcast because I still, Curating Boise is still out there. I just, sometimes, you know, you need to take that mental break from one thing. In your busy hemisphere and the podcast was it. Now it's like back. We had some good people. Lindsay's in the shop. Francis is visiting. I went on Speak Boise's schedule, which which is very easy to do. So anyone trying to hook up a podcast, Speak Boise, very easy to work with.
Travis, such a
Travis, such a good guy.
Shout out to Travis.
Fabio.
Fabio HBIC.
But picked the 4 o'clock slot so that we could sit and chat, and I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I touched on everything I wanted to touch on.
No, you crossed out
two things out of about like 1,000. But what I do want to kind of wrap up with really quick, because this will air when, Travis?
Next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. So there is still time. So Curating Boise is, of course, me, Catherine, owner of Savory and Sweet and Salvage Sisters and Son. I've got two things on the calendar. So there is still time. There is a charcuterie workshop out at Kovic Farms. Way the fuck out there, man. It is like Parma area, but it's worth it. It's going to be
countryside.
Beautiful countryside.
Well, you drive past all the veggies being grown that you don't want to eat, and then boom, there they are.
And then, yeah, and then you can go like to Kovic Farms and do the farming thing with the pumpkins and stuff. Do my charcuterie workshop. I'll be doing some wine pairing with cheeses. So that, there are still some seats available. I know a lot have sold, but there are still some.
Shout out to Fall Time.
Autumn.
Shout out to Autumn.
All my squash out there.
Oh my God. Your mama squash? All right. And then the next one is, we'll see what kind of shout out we get here. But the next one is the mixology workshop with local mixologist, local bike builder, local skater, local Lobo, Peter Lovera, who was on my last podcast.
Local
amazing
buddy.
Character. He's a photographer too, also for Treefort. So you'll see some of his amazing photos out there. But mixology workshop, that's November 11th. It's a Thursday night. You'll come in and learn how to make two cocktails. You'll also receive an individual charcuterie box.
Holiday
cocktails, yes. Using a local syrup that we carry in our shop from Housemade, which is out of Nampa. They also have a speakeasy lounge called Craft Lounge. Shouting out to a lot of people. And then one from Portland Syrup, which is one of Lindsay's. Lindsay loves the Portland Syrups.
The root beer one.
The root beer one's so good with bourbon.
And but Peter can really twist them up.
Yeah, he can. I'm excited for that one. I think that's one's going to be a lot of fun. That is very limited seating, 15 spots.
I'm in.
I think 8 are gone already.
I'm in.
All right, Bill's in. Are you bringing a date?
Yep.
Ripley Clark and not Francis. He won't even be here.
It's a long drive, but it'll be worth it.
There you go. Okay, charcuterie workshop, though, is October 14th. So October 14th for that, November 11th for mixology. Both of them can be found at savoryandsweets.com.
And they're pressing, so get on it.
Get on it, yeah. So anyway.
Get your autumn on.
All of you people listening, thank you so much for listening. I don't know. I hope you guys enjoyed this. You guys should be drinking beer, especially when... When it's this kind of crew.
I don't even know what we talked about.
Hopefully you're drunk. Anyway, thank you for listening. And as always, thanks for curating Boise.
Shout out to Boise.
Thanks, Francis. Hey, thanks everyone for tuning in. Hope you guys like what you heard. If you want to listen to more episodes, please subscribe and give us a 5-star review. To see how I'm doing my part in curating Boise, check out my Instagrams at SavoryN, that's the letter N, Sweet Inc., and at Salvage Sisters and Son. Tune in next week. Peace.